You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Usually some of the conversations that we have are best had on Wednesdays when we do our consumer awareness segment. But today we're getting an update on one of the biggest Ponzi schemes that we have heard of late, and that is the BHI Trust scheme that was in place. For those that don't remember, I'll do a quick recap. There was a gentleman by the name of Craig Warriner who ran the BHI Trust. He took in investor capital to the tune of, at the time he handed himself over to the police, it was to the tune of $1.1 billion. It seems as though that figure is slightly higher now, and we have a few more updates around where we stand there. I'm joined on the line by Kieran Ryan, who is contributor at MoneyWeb, to take a look at just the latest from the BHI Trust scheme and what we know at this point. Good evening, Kieran. Thanks so much for taking the time. It seems as though we've gone up from the initial 220 investors and the initial 1.1 odd billion rand that we thought was at risk or had been lost here. We're now north of 800 investors. What's happening here?
Yeah, it's definitely bigger than we thought. It was originally suspected there were about 220 investors and about 1.1 billion. That was up to 823 investors and 1.64 billion that has been claimed. Now, that figure hasn't stopped. It's continuing to grow from that. What has happened is they've had the first meeting of creditors, and those claims have actually been withdrawn, because what will happen if there's a shortfall in the BHI Trust, which is now in liquidation, then these claimants would potentially have to pay in. That might explain why there's been a little bit of a slow move by some of them trying to claim funds, because they suspect that they might have to cough in money at the end of the day. But we're not sure at this point. We'll only find out when the second creditors meeting happens, which will be a few weeks from now.
Kieran, do we know where we stand in terms of that shortfall? I mean, if I remember correctly, there was about only 4.8 million rand left in the one Nedbank account of the 1.6 odd billion that we were referring to here. Do we know how much sits in BHI at the moment that is being looked at under liquidation?
All we have confirmation of is the main Nedbank account. As you're right, it was 4.8 million rand. There are other bank accounts, but they appear to be not significant from my discussions with the liquidators. That doesn't appear to be much source of joy for them, but there's still quite a lot of investigation to go. As you know, these liquidation proceedings can be quite long and protracted, and you've got to do a very thorough forensic investigation to find out where did the money go, and it appears that a lot of the money just disappeared overseas into various other companies and trusts and so on. There's apparently up to about 16 of these overseas companies which may have some of the funds missing. Mm. Now, bearing in mind the police have said this is a Ponzi scheme, Craig Warriner, who is the person who founded BHI, he has admitted that he was using funds from Peter to pay Paul. So he's admitting it was a Ponzi scheme. Therefore, the liquidators would be quite eager to get funds back, because they would probably have to go to court and get it declared an illegal scheme or a Ponzi scheme, in which case that anybody who received money would have to pay it back. Whether they do that or not, I don't know, because I'm pretty sure that a lot of the people, or most of the people who were involved there, did not know it was a Ponzi scheme. They thought it was legitimate. And so they would feel probably fairly aggrieved. This is rather like Mirror Trading International, where they did go to court and they had it declared an illegal scheme. Now the liquidators are going back to anybody who received money from Mirror Trading and asking for that to be paid back. Whether that happens with BHI or not, we need to see. But I think for the moment, the liquidator is trying to do this on a fairly amicable basis. There's far fewer investors involved, even though 823 is a lot. It's a lot less than Mirror Trading International.
Speaking of paying the money back, Kieran, are we looking at the affiliated or associated companies having to pay back money as well? So the ones that perhaps would have had referral fees paid to them for referring clients into BHI, would they have to return those referral fees? Because I think some of those referral fees were on the high end of what is industry norm.
Yes, on March 24th, I think it was, the liquidators did a search and seizure at Global and Local, which was one of the main financial service providers, or agents, should I say, brokers that was funneling money to BHI. And so they're still going through those documents. They were earning apparently 5%, which is a huge amount of money. You know, if you're paying in 100,000 rand into a fund, 5% of that goes off the top straight away. You know, and the market does 6% or 7% or 2%, as it happened in South Africa last year. You're going to be years just trying to claw back the cost that you paid. So I'm sure that the liquidators will want to be trying to claw back some of that money. And it wasn't just global and local. There were others involved. And there were other fee takers too. Rubicon Administrators, which is busy closing down. It's a very small fee that they would take, but as administrators. And I don't think that will be in question at this point. But I think the brokerage fees and anybody who received brokerage fees will be under the spotlight. In fact, there are a number of other parts of this network that are about to be subpoenaed to provide evidence to the liquidators. And I'm sure we're going to find out more about that in the days and weeks to come.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that and see how the responses are to that. I'd be particularly keen to see what the regulator is doing about this. There have been conversations that the regulator may be moving at a fairly slow pace around this, but we'll speak to those that we can and try and get more for the listeners and the consumers out there that were affected by this. Thanks so much for those insights. Kieran Ryan, who is contributor at MoneyWeb, joining me to reflect on the latest BHI Trust updates.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.